All right, time now for trivia. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger has just walked into the room wearing this suit this morning. Why are you so dressed up, Freddie?
I thought it would suit you.
Or either that or you tied one on last night.
And I just woke up.
And you haven't been home yet.
What's that online? Oh, I woke up to the smell of pancakes. Yes, I fell asleep at Denny's again. The night before.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Ah.
In this case, it would be...
No. Ron's being very kind. I'm not really in a suit.
It might be the waffle shop if they stayed open all night. Don't you wish they did?
The waffle shop down here on Franklin Street didn't stay open all night?
I don't think so, no. I love that place.
Wait a minute. Ye Olde Waffle Shop or the Waffle Shop?
No, I'm thinking about Ye Olde Waffle
Shop. Oh, no. Because the Waffle Shop...
Yeah.
Down Franklin Street does, don't they?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a big fan of Ye Olde
Waffle
Shop.
Oh, Ye Olde
Waffle
Shop, of course. We've been there, been there forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Good spot.
So, anyway, it wouldn't matter to me if,
It don't matter to me.
I'm not out gallivanting around at that time of the morning anyway, so.
If he was, folks, we'd find Ron face down in his omelet.
Like, as we'll tell you next hour, Bredman's opens up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm on the air by that time, so
exactly.
I never get a chance to go
yeah,
with
but,
breakfast.
Yeah, but Bill Piscatello sometimes brings you breakfast.
Yeah. Once in a while. Yeah. It's been a while.
Either he or, oh.
It's been a while,
How
Bill.
Long has it been, Bill or Roy?
Bill, Roy, I don't know, but it's been too long. I'll say that much.
And I live at 620. You know where I'm at. Share the love here, buddy.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Speaking of which, we're going to do something along making a call here. We're going to do famous sports calls today.
Oh, good.
Famous sports calls.
All right.
Everybody ready?
All right.
You ready?
This is Jones Angel sports calls.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giovanni Bernard would be the equivalent to the Woody Durham unbelievable Walter Davis.
Yeah.
Duke Carolina basketball.
How about one that came that has come to mind for me a lot this year? Go, Romar, go!
That's good.
Love it.
All right, sportscaster Jack Buck exclaimed, "I don't believe what I just saw." Who hit the home run to win World Series Game 1 between the Dodgers and Athletics and evoke Buck's famous television call.
You're not going to give us a year on that?
All right. The year was 1988.
Okay.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't know the answer to the question of your...
I'll give you a hint. 1988, October 15th, he was a pinch hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs at the bottom of the ninth, one man on, Dodgers trailing 4-3. He was suffering from a stomach virus, and he had hamstring injuries to both legs. He could barely walk to the plate.
Yeah.
And hit a home run into the right field stands against Dennis Eckersley, who led the majors in saves that year.
You know, I'm going to admit, seriously, years ago, if you'd asked me that question, I would have known. But I haven't really followed Major League Baseball that closely for about 30 years, I guess. So, no, I don't know.
Kirk Gibson.
Oh, cool.
Kirk Gibson. You know, he goes around the bases and he's pumping.
Yeah.
I mean, just limping around the bases.
Yeah.
But he did. Unbelievable. Hamstring injuries to both legs. Was ill with a stomach virus. Dodgers are down 4-3, bottom of the ninth. Two outs. The count runs 2-2 against the guy, Dennis Eckersley, who led the majors and saves that that season. And he jerked an inside fastball into the right field stands. It was an unbelievable World Series moment. Dodgers went on to win the World Series 4-1. And Gibson got him off to that great start with that 5-4 win in Game 1.
Sounds like some of your heroics for the for your softball team.
Well, on occasion. On occasion. Thank you very much.
It does. I mean, I don't recall a time when you hit a home run when you were limping around the bases, but, you know.
Maybe gimping?
Well, yeah.
Pimping?
Or running slowly.
Oh, okay. More of that as of late.
Yeah.